Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716.
Good morning, everybody. A conversation about childhood obesity usually includes a discussion of how these kids will develop serious diseases in early adulthood, and most likely will have shorter lifespans as a result. And you might remember that in Forks Over Knives, a former Surgeon General said, "This may be the first generation of children that does not outlive its parents." Certainly frightening and something to think about, but a new study shows that overweight and obese children have not just long-term health risks, as in early adulthood, but immediate health risks that should really concern us all. And they're not just limited to physical disease either. According to this research, obese children are twice as likely to have three or more medical, mental, or developmental issues. For children who are overweight, the risks are 1.3 times higher in all areas. The issues that were studied included poor health, more disability, higher tendency for emotional and behavioral problems, an increased probability of having to repeat a grade in school, missed school days, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, learning disabilities, developmental delays, bone, joint, and muscle problems, asthma, allergies, headaches, and ear infections. That's a very, very long list, and unfortunately, many kids suffer from several of the issues on this list, which may explain why, in an article several years ago in the Journal of the American Medical Association, obese children were rating their quality of life as being worse than pediatric cancer patients. Almost hard to imagine. Now, everybody agrees that childhood obesity is a problem, but the bigger problem is that there's actually nothing being done to effectively address it. And I don't mean that there aren't efforts. There are efforts, but it's very easy in our business to be busy, but not really to get anything done. There's no shortage of ideas here, but few have a chance of making a difference, and many simply avoid the obvious, which is the food that we're feeding kids has to change. Kids can't exercise away the excess calories they're consuming daily. I mean, you can just do some simple math and figure out that kids would have to spend 5 or 6 hours a day on a treadmill to lose weight while continuing their current dietary habits. And, of course, I support exercise. I own a gym and a yoga studio. I'm all about that. But the reality is that these calorie and fat-laden diets cause people to have to exercise for longer than any of us have time to do, particularly kids. Education programs for kids can be helpful and are needed, particularly those that are not sponsored by industry. But we can't put a 35-year-old head on 7-year-old shoulders, and so often what we're asking kids to do is to make good choices when bad ones are available in the school lunch line or the pantry at home. It's just an exercise in futility. And the comparison is we could conduct educational programs about why it's important to go to bed early, but I don't think that we would necessarily get a lot of little kids to voluntarily turn off the TV and turn off the phone and computer and go to bed when it's time to go to bed. That's why they have parents. And parents need to stop trying to be such good friends to their kids and provide disciplined, safe environments in which kids can grow and mature. And that, of course, includes determining what kids will and won't be eating. Last but not least, I think we need to stop being so shy about having meaningful discussions with kids about their weight and their health and follow these discussions with actions. And I find that practitioners and many parents also have these strange ideas that if they bring up the idea of being overweight to a child, that they're somehow going to damage the child or cause him or her to develop anorexia. Oh my gosh, you heard that long list of things that I read to you. I can't imagine anything more damaging than that. So we need to have a discussion. I mean, when a child has a serious illness like cancer, we don't avoid the discussion, even though it's frightening and awful to talk about. And I think that we need to really have the same appropriate type of response to this, where children can become actively engaged in helping themselves into bettering their own health. Now, at the Wellness Forum Foundation, we've been busy in the last few months helping public and private school teachers to offer great programs in their classrooms and training them to do so. And our next program for teachers, educational program for teachers, will be on Thursday, April 25th from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you're interested in knowing more about that, for sake of ease, Pam Popper at MSN.com, and I'll send you information. That's all for now, and have a great day.